You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, there's Daisy Dozen, home from her high school class in dramatics. She's telling Ma...
I've decided, Ma. I'll be the world's greatest living actress.
Mm, that's real nice, Daisy.
I'll devote my life to my art.
Mm, well, could you spare a minute to take this Dozen over to the Palmers? She's never tried Dozen.
Okay, Ma. Ah, I go on wings of lightning.
Don't run your legs off, Daisy. Just tell her that it's a new kind of soap for everything in the wash.
I shall say, here in yon red boxes, Dove. One soap for all your washing. Rag rugs, towels, rayon undies, overalls, everything.
Gracious, all you have to say is Dove does everything. Why, it's just wonderful, even for Pa's dirtiest work shirt.
Oh, work shirt. Wherefore art thou, work shirt?
Well, wherever they are, dear, Dove will clean them easy without a bit of hard scrubbing. I declare I never saw soap get clothes clean easier than Dove does.
All this and more Dove does.
That's right. Tell Mrs. Palmer Dove gets the grimiest towels white can be. Honestly, she won't see a whiter wash. But don't forget to tell her this same Dove is safer for the pretty colors she washes.
Fear not, Mother dear. I'll tell her she can wash the rainbow in Dove.
Nonsense, Daisy. Just say colors stay bright longer with Dove, yet it can't be beat for getting towels really white.
Ah, Dove, telling of thy wonders shall be the start of my career.
Land's sake, Dove sure does everything.
Well, Dove does everything on wash day, that's sure. In fact, Dove is the only leading granulated wash day soap that gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the grimiest clothes. Try Dove, D-U-Z. It does everything in the wash. And now the Goldbergs. The expert Molly called in on her little problem is ready to leave. But just what light he's going to throw on Anne Franklin is an open question. Molly has high hopes and great confidence in Dr. Cater. She feels that he, more than anyone, might be able to tell just what is driving Anne to help break up Florence and Eugene's marriage. Anne is in the ambiguous position of being a friend of the wife and secretary to the husband. And Molly just doesn't know how to get to the heart of the problem. The psychiatrist should be able to discover hidden motives. But, as Jake wants to know, how can he discover them at the dinner table? Well, Dr. Cater is leaving, and listen.
Goodbye.
Good night, Dr. Cater.
Goodbye, Dr. Cater. Lay down, boy. Don't come up on Dr. Cater.
Close the door, Molly. There's a draft.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I didn't know what for all this jumping. Tell me, Anne, did you have a nice evening, huh?
Dr. Cater is a very interesting man. You know him well?
Well, I know him quite well. I know his father and I know his wife.
I hope she deserves him. Did you see my book, Rosie?
I think you took it upstairs when you went up, Anne.
Oh, perhaps I did. Thanks.
You are going to bed?
I'll go up and talk to Florence for a while.
Good night.
I'll be down for a glass of milk later, if that's all right.
Why not? She hopes Dr. Cater's wife deserves him. Did you hear that?
So what?
Maybe she thinks nobody deserves anybody. Maybe that's her psychosis.
Don't be the diagnostician.
Did Dr. Cater tell you anything, Ma?
Shh.
Dr. Cater's going to call me, he said. David?
No.
David.
So?
Dr. Cater's going to call me.
He didn't say nothing.
He couldn't say privately. How could he?
Excuse me, Molly. I'm afraid the whole thing is foolish.
I'm glad you feel like I feel.
How can a man, like a doctor, how can a doctor just by sitting and talking find out why my Florence and Eugene are being divorced? Isn't it nonsense, isn't it? And just by talking, he's going to find out if Anne is responsible. And why?
Nonsense.
Oh, it's a science. Psychology is a science.
Questions and answers is a science?
Yes, Pa. Questions and answers.
That's a quiz game, not a science.
That's a quiz game, not a science.
Uncle, all right, Rosalie. Quiz game. Rosalie, please. Don't get nervous. They don't understand. They don't understand. A person has to believe what they don't believe.
You believe?
I believe tremendously, yes.
Why? Tell me why.
Because, Pa...
I'm asking Mama.
Papa is asking Mama.
I understand it in the way that I understand things. I didn't went to college. I didn't got an AAA, you're a BBB. A CCC also not. I didn't got initials. But I understand the way I understand. And I know for myself what the mind is.
It's the conscious and the subconscious.
Yes.
Mama's answering my question.
Mama's answering the question. So
there's the conscious and the unconscious.
Nonsense. How can you be conscious when you're unconscious?
There are emotions inside of you that you are not aware of.
I'm always aware of every emotion. Excuse me.
Give any psychiatrist a few facts about a person, and he can tell you anything that...
Give me facts, and I can tell you all.
Yes, give me facts.
Rosalie. They want facts. Papa wants facts.
Yes.
Uncle David wants facts. Take down the pencil.
All right, take down the pencil. Take down
Rosalie,
the pencil.
Take a pencil.
Well, here's a pencil.
Here's a pencil. And take down the pencil.
All right.
And write.
Let's write,
and we'll make a map.
A map? Is this geography?
Why not? There's a geography of mountains and rivers and cities, of course. I'm not saying not. But there's a geography of the mind also, too, Jake. In the mind, there are deserts, and in the mind, there are green valleys. And in the mind, there are high mountains from which a person can see a whole life. And in the mind, there are dark places, Jake, where nothing at all can be seen. So there are maps, too, Jake. And we have to mark maps on with a pencil, on those maps, and pick out a way across, like Columbus did on the wide, wide ocean, Atlantic.
Please, don't philosophize with philosophy, Molly. Give me facts, not mountains and rivers.
All right. Number one. All right, facts, Rosalie. We will put down the facts. Please. Number one. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Slide number one.
Anne
and Eugene went to college together.
Fact number one.
Fact number one.
You got number one?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Fact number one. Don't squeeze on the paper. Write big. Number two.
Somebody at school was in love with it.
Rosalie, please. I'm giving the facts, and you write the phrases.
I just want you to get them all in the proper order.
I got in the proper order. I said number one, but what did I say? I said Anne and Eugene went to college together, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were on the campus, and then they were together on the college. Number one. Number two, somebody in school was in love with Anne, right?
Yes.
Is that right? All right. Now, number three.
Fact number three.
She didn't marry the boy that loved her. And she went into the publishing business with Eugene.
And Eugene wanted to turn over the publishing business to her.
Yes.
Wait. What?
You didn't know, David. You didn't know Eugene wanted to retire and go with Florence and the children to some quiet place just to write books?
Well, who told me? How should I know?
So why didn't he?
I don't know. That's the question. That's the question. That's why I want to speak to Dr. Cater. Florence said because Anne couldn't run the business without him.
So why didn't he give her the business? It is everything, money.
Anne didn't run the business.
So why didn't he...
Maybe because he feels that Anne is responsible for the business and Eugene feels obliged to her.
So what's that got to do with psychology?
They don't understand.
I mean, you have to be a doctor to figure out.
What do you mean, what? What, David? What? You said you have to be a doctor to figure out. You said you would know, so I'm asking you what. I'm asking you what. Does that answer for you why Anne is pushing the divorce?
It answers.
Molly, please.
It answers.
What, Uncle David?
What?
It answers that Eugene is not free. He is...
It's more, David. It's more. It's not only Eugene. Why don't Anne want to free herself from Eugene?
Partners in business can be married to each other also.
I'm going to ask Florence why she didn't tell me that Eugene wanted to retire.
David, don't.
I will.
Molly, please.
Excuse me, Anne. Just a minute. I'll be right in.
I have it, Mrs. Goldberg. I think that's for me, please.
Hello? I believe it's
me.
It's Dr. Cater.
Is it for me?
No, it's for me. Yes, Dr. Cater.
Dr. Cater,
what? Yes. Oh, yes. I have. I could. Why not? Of course not. I told you. I'll tell you again, surely. What? Any time you say. Well, it depends. On you, of course. Goodbye. I promise. Do you? Goodbye. I'm having dinner with Dr. Cater tomorrow night, so don't prepare anything for me, please.
No, no, I won't, then.
Good night.
Good night.
Ma, well, why does Dr. Cater want to see Anne again?
I suppose a second treatment.
Well, just what the Goldberg conception of psychology is, no one will ever know, but their conception of helping others is clear enough. And tomorrow may very well show the way. You know, Molly Goldberg has her own way of doing things, just as we all have. My friend Pa Dozum has, too. He even has an idea on how I should talk about Does. Pa said,
listen, son, all you need to say is does everything.
Oh, I know, but Pa, ladies ought to know Does is a new kind of soap. And it does their whole wash, from grimy overalls, streaky towels, to pretty colored rayon slips. Why, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives you greater safety for the colors you wash, plus unsurpassed whiteness for towels and real cleaning power for the tough pieces.
Does everything covers all that.
Well, you mean I can't say...
Nope.
Well, not even...
Nope.
Okay, Pa. Does everything in the wash. Ah, but here's a reminder. You better let me get in.
Okay.
Friends, if your dealer's out of Does, he'll have more soon. Meanwhile, don't waste Does. You know, soap contains vital war materials, so always put clothes to soak in clear, cool water before washing. See that every bit of Does you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly and Cater exchange names and find one in common. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.